Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, edited by Samuel H. Beer, Harvard University. Read by Joe Jeffrey. Introduction. Marxism, it is often said, is a secular religion. That term, strictly speaking, is self-contradictory. A religion, in the usual meaning of the word, involves a belief in some timeless and therefore non-secular dimension. Yet there are good reasons for using the word to describe the Marxist system. If, as students of society, we are to find parallels to this system and its effect on men, we are obliged to fall back on analogies with religion. Like a religion, it is at once a theory of the world and a program of action. As a theory, it is comprehensive, comprising doctrines touching every important aspect of individual and social existence. It includes a theory of economics, sociology, politics, and ethics. Attempts have been made to give it a bearing upon the various spheres of natural science. As a program of action, it has shown a capacity to inspire the fanatical loyalty and rigid discipline of patriotism. But unlike patriotism and like religion, it has swept over national boundaries as the creed of a worldwide movement. Marxism is especially like religion in the nature of certain basic questions which it attempts to answer. It includes, though not under these names, a theory of how evil came into the world and how it will be eliminated, a vision of powers which are beyond man's control and inflict suffering upon him, but which carry him onward to a blessed fulfillment, a prophecy of the final paradise where humanity will live in perfect freedom and happiness. It is impossible to understand the deep appeal of the Marxist system unless we consider its powerful effect upon emotions which are essentially religious. As a whole, the Marxist system is prophecy founded upon vision, but it can and ought also to be considered on its intellectual merits. Its assertions can be tested by the usual canons of evidence and logic. The appeal to internal consistency and, especially, to the facts of history can settle the question of the validity of its theories of sociology, economics, and politics. These deserve serious consideration and should not be rejected.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?